Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Why don't you join me as I go over to a Cistercian abbey, that of Heiligenkreuz, the most vibrant at present in Austria with its high number of vocations and the oldest Cistercian monastery, where monks have been working and praying without interruption for well over 8.5 centuries, where in February this year a 200-year-old academy turned pontifical, and indeed where Pope Benedict XVI went on Sunday, 9th of September. I went there prior to his visit and spoke to the rector of this institution, Father Karl Wallner. I did so, as you'll discover in a moment, inside the church. It definitely had the right acoustics. Let's listen.
It was founded in 1802, and it has continued to exist through the centuries, and now we have a big development, because the Holy Father has made our Hochschule, our School of Theology, to be a faculty of theology, un Ateneo Pontificio. And our Father Abbot has given to our faculty the name of Benedict XVI. So it's called Philosophical Theological Faculty Benedict XVI Heiligenkreuz.
It's a breakthrough, this, for Austria, isn't it?
I think it's a very important thing, not only for us here in our monastery and our faculty, but for Austria too, because this Holy Father, this Pope, who is so fit in theology, he really gives us the fundamentals that we need for the future of church and for the future of Christianity.
He chose to come here, right?
He has chosen it himself because he knows us and he appreciates us very much, I think. But we will not become proud because of this, because we know we are only one very small part of the rich life of church in Austria. And I think also this visit to Heiligenkreuz, to this monastery, is the visit also to all the other big old monasteries with such a big spiritual tradition in Austria.
That was the rector of the Heiligenkreuz Pontifical Academy, Father Karl Wallner. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.